Did the women, your grandmother or mother, well, you mentioned your mother worked in a mill, and then she probably had her hands full with the kids for quite a few years.
Yes.
Did she ever work outside of the home after moving to Denver much, or?
No, not after they moved to Denver. She didn't work. I don't think she was working at the time of the Cherokee Strip opening right south of Wellington. She could remember the Indians coming north and everybody coming south past their house on C Street to the Cherokee opening in Oklahoma.
Were any of your family farmers then, or pretty much small
My
professional?
aunt, my mother's sister was married to a farmer in
Okay.
Kansas, and we used to go down to some farms that are of relatives, I mean of sisters and brothers, around Wellington and Cedarville and Independence, down in southeastern Kansas is where they all farmed.
Did your folks have many siblings? Did your folks have many brothers and sisters then?
Well, my mother just had one sister, and my father had two brothers and a sister.
Okay. Pretty small.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I need to ask about your wife.
I'll tell you, and I hope I'm right if you'll correct me. She's the great granddaughter of Seth, who was president of the Chicago colony that founded Longmont.
Really?
So I'm just a, as I say, I'm a come here. She's a native.
Yeah. How many? So how
That's how
many?
I got really started in history of the area so much, and it's.
Really? So how many generations is that? I
Well,
what would that be? Five?
Muriel,
yes.
Was your great grandfather?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What is her ancestry? What ethnicity?
Welsh.
Welsh?
That came from Pontypool, Wales.
Is that common in this area? Welsh?
Yes, because of the district of Erie, southeast of here, was a, and clear out as far as I-25 was coal mining. And the Welsh are renowned for their coal miners, so a lot of them came out in this area.
Were there any other groups that were well represented here?
Oh, yes, the ethnic groups, this is what I've been so involved with in this restoration of a farmstead we're doing right now, is the ethnic groups of, and the Swedes were very big in this area.
I think I read that.
The Germans, Russian, Japanese,
Oh, really?
and Mexican for bait labor were brought in because this was a sugar beet district, and they would bring them in to do the work in the of thinning beets and topping beets during harvest and so forth.
Okay. Do you know why these other groups came in? The Swedes, the Germans, the Russians,
Well, mainly
specifically?
for farming,
Okay.
it was developing in this area, and there were also some Swiss. I forgot them,
Swiss
but
too.
the Swedes were excellent farmers in the area. What they called themselves were White Russians, which were from more of the lower Russian provinces, which were farmers and came in, and quite a few Germans came in.
Okay.
They were all good farmers.
Yeah. Did they come straight from Europe for the most part, or did
A
any of
lot of
them?
them, but some of them came down from Minnesota, Wisconsin, in that area.
Right.
Mainly, those were the Swedes and Danes and so forth.
Okay. Do you know if any of them, any of the miners came down from that area? Because I've heard of that. Miners coming down from the Upper
I
Peninsula.
really don't know much about the mining history. Father Muriel's grandfather was a miner out at Erie, and her father was a restaurateur here in Longmont, had a restaurant, and her brother had a restaurant in Berthoud and so forth. So.
Berthoud?
Berthoud is about 10 miles north of here.
Okay.
And they, so they were really a restaurant family most of the time here.
Mm.